everyone. It's been so long. I can't even believe that I've taken this long of a hiatus. But I'm really excited to be back. It's been one hell of a year. And I can't believe the amount of hardships and ultimately growth I've had to encounter and do this past year. 2020 was a shit show for everyone, and I think there were two types of people that came out of this. Either you're a go-getter and you figured out how to be better, smarter, faster, stronger, better business person, person in general, or you figured out how to take the easy route and rely on crutches, whether it's the government or family or some sort of comfort that you grew attached to and learn how to really just be comfortable and rest on your laurels and learn that behavior. So anyway, I'm driving, so sometimes it sounds like I'm not thinking, but I'm just thinking about the road, and I shouldn't be doing this while I'm driving, but whatever. Anyway, so yeah, 2020 was dynamic. I'm going to give a quick recap. My business, Ground Up, went through a hell of a change. So my first location, which is kind of a foreshadowing for what I'm going to tell you, but my first location, we got hit with, COVID like everyone else, and I pivoted and launched a grocery store inside of that location. Started doing pretty well, just small snacks, essential goods, because there's some looting and rioting in the neighborhood, and the neighborhood needed some sort of go-to grocery spot, and I kind of took that up on myself, and I knew it could have got me in some trouble, and it did. We got broken into and looted, and though it was minor, it was not fun to go through, so went through that hardship, learned from it, grew from it, and I also launched my second location in the heart, in the middle of COVID, July 1st of 2020. I had signed my lease in 2019, and I had a force majeure clause, which is a fancy word for saying, catastrophic clause that I could pull out of my lease, but I already plowed a bunch of money into it, and it was either do or die, and I'm not one to back down from a challenge, so I saw it as an opportunity to launch a business and tell a great story, and that's what I did. My team supported me, and they came through with me, and we made a great store, and now we're getting past all of this COVID stuff, and we've grown to be staples in our neighborhood that we serve, because we didn't give up and we didn't shut our doors when the neighborhood needed us most, and I think they recognize us for that, and they are celebrating us by patronizing my businesses and giving thanks to my employees. I'm really proud of my team and what they do. Not only did they help me make it out of COVID, but they stepped up to a challenge and took on more responsibility, in some way that was different prior to all this. So I can't thank them enough for that support. And now Ground Up has grown to two locations, and I also have grown my wholesale back end private label and wholesale coffee business. So I'm now roasting coffee for Pete's Fresh Market as their exclusive private label for coffee. And we're doing some really cool accounts that I can't really speak on, but we're doing some cool accounts, private label and white label roasting on the back end. And it's been fun, trying to grow a different side of the business, while all this stuff with COVID was going on and impacted the retail side. So I've really been able to take a deep dive and, vertically in the supply chain of coffee, and it's really grown my skill set as a leader and a boss and CEO executing a vision. So it's been challenging, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I keep saying that one day I'll write a book, and that is still a goal of mine, and I would love to dedicate a couple chapters to what I learned during COVID and what I saw and experienced, and what my personal and professional thoughts were on the handling of the situation and all that. So I'll eventually get to that, but I wanted to give a recap of what happened and, you know, where I was, where I'm at, and to tell you a little about where I'm going. You know, ground up, we still have two locations, and I'm still growing the wholesale, you know, back-end side of the business. I'm holding off on some retail locations right now. You know, prior to COVID, I had plans for a third, fourth, you know, multiple stores, but I really want to, you know, be a small giant, as Bo Burnham's book, Small Giant, would have it. For right now, until, you know, we evaluate, me and my CFO and my team, we evaluate the business landscape and see what viable opportunities or challenges are going to come in the near future. So anyway, that's where I was, that's where I am at now, and my vision for where, or my idea for what's to come. And I really look forward to getting back on Anchor and talking more and sharing all these thoughts and my personal progress. Follow me at Swole Crates on Instagram. DM me if you have any questions, all that good stuff. I look forward to getting back on this platform, like I said.